All right, let's get into the awakening part two. Let's talk a little bit about the reason why you're here. So this is how I started my journey as well. I asked myself the question, who am I? What am I here for? And it was about remembering who I was, so that I could experience this higher level of understanding, this higher level of consciousness. But to do that, you must release everything that you are attached to, everything that you thought that you were. You have to unlearn yourself to relearn yourself. So let me try and explain this a little bit deeper. The universe is mental, it's mind, it's consciousness, it's unconsciousness. So the whole universe is mind, it's mental. For example, say you wanted to learn something. You would separate yourself into all these different aspects of yourself so that you could learn. It's not just your conscious mind, it's the whole consciousness. To know yourself is to fully unlearn yourself and rebuild again. So you have to recognize that egoic identity. Every time we have this difficult moment, we get this opportunity to recognize the universe isn't happening to me, it's happening for me. And if I am the creator of all that is, and the rest of the world around me is just a reflection of my unconscious aspects, then what am I here to learn? Why did I choose these conscious aspects of myself? Then, this is where I started to unravel and think differently, see things differently, perceive things differently. Why are all these super strange, difficult aspects of me showing up, or even around the world, not just of me and in me? Why are all these aspects showing up around the world? We attract everything and we judge everything. So I think we start to attract all these things until we no longer judge. We are not conscious that we are still judging. And as you start to look for the things and see the things come up in your life, you get this opportunity to sit back with yourself and ask yourself, how do I perceive this without judging? Maybe this life is just realizing that we're here to experience all these different facets, all these different truths. But this universe expands through our own eyes. It's mental, it's consciousness. It expands through our own perspective. It learns, it grows through each and every single one of us. Each and every single one of us has this unique perspective, and it allows the universe to really observe it itself through your own uniqueness. What I see, you don't see. What John sees, I don't see. What Sarah sees, I don't see. But when we strip everything back and we go on this quest for truth and pull everything back and forth, really at the core of it all is love. And I think love exceeds all of the truth. No judgment. The only truth behind it all is love. And that was like, boom. Love? Am I just here to love? No, I'm here to experience every aspect of myself. I'm here to experience it all. And you can really only have this full experience when you remove the falsehoods, when you remove the beliefs that you're operating through. And I listened to a YouTube video by Robert Grant, and he said that imagine in this world it was only you. You would split yourself into two to experience what it feels like to be another you. And it's kind of like that mind-blowing, like, confirmation. And it was so perfect to me. It was like how the universe works. I am you, you are me, you are the creator. The creator is not this God that we worship in the sky. God is you. God is the universe. God is love. You are love. And you are a reflection of me and what I'm creating. So it's like a never-ending little cycle. We do not end with this persona or our identity. This entire universe is mental. It's a mind. And when you realize that, when you realize that we are only bounded by our own mind, our own mental beliefs, that the universe is infinite, that you can have, be, say, do anything, but your own mental beliefs is the ones that is blocking you from having, being, doing. It again is like, boom, you know? So the only beliefs that we hold is really what's stopping us. The ones that we hold true to us, the ones that we're conditioned to believe, the things that we believe are what's holding us back. So I think it's really important that you go into your belief systems. And that was, again, something that has started this quest for me. It's about removing the layers of that onion that I talk about. That onion that goes so deep, continues on. So yeah, how amazing is it to know that you're here to experience this life through all the aspects that you choose. So all the things you don't accept about yourself show up in the world around you. The more you can fall in love with yourself, the better your life will be. So if you're still holding judgment against other people and you don't have acceptance, you're going to keep being shown that in your life. And it's the same with everything. I started off in this world with a traumatic childhood. I walked into this path and there was a lot of trauma. There was a lot of abuse. There was a lot of pain, a lot of neglect. And something that really helped me accept my journey was that I know that I got to choose my mum and my father. I got to choose them before I got here. And this is what we do. We choose what we want. The universe chooses what it needs to learn in all the suffering and all the pain and all the hardship. And this changed my perspective. How can you cultivate strength if you do not have resistance? How can you get to love if you do not have hate? How can you get to joy if you do not have all the other experiences? We have to go through all of that pain and suffering and feeling to experience it all. To experience it all through our own uniqueness, through our own inner shadow, through our own beliefs, through it all. So I think when I accepted this, it was such a helpful process to my healing journey. I chose this life. I'm not here working against myself. I'm here to learn. I'm here to unlearn. I'm here to see all the different truths, all the different perspectives, all throughout myself. To remove all the layers, remove all the onions, and get to the basis of love. And in that uncovering that truth, it's like, wow. So I am this powerful? I am this creator? Are you telling me everything that I want in this life I can have if I just remove my own beliefs? Boom. Come on. This is magic. This is mental. This is unbelievable to the mind that is still stuck in that belief system. So, again, another powerful thought energy coming through for you. I hope this resonated. I hope you got some context from this. And I know that it's time to start to unravel the parts of you that are holding you back.